Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, babies. My college girl is 21 today. So super excited for what will unfold. And it's going to be a little crazy. I would like to say I fell off the wagon. Okay. I fell off the wagon with the sugar. I did it yesterday, actually, because I made her cake and I tried this new filling. I had an idea of something, how I wanted to, you know, do the filling, and I did that and I tried it and that's it. So I'm not going to beat myself up. That's it. I'm going to have some cake today and we're going to move forward with that. Even some cocktails, cake and cocktails. We're having nachos and margaritas. It's going to be a fun day. And then I'm going to get back to work tomorrow. So if you see me Friday, I'm going to be bartending. Might be a little sluggish, not from the alcohol, it's going to be literally from the sugar. And I know that. So I will be in recovery for a minute, trying to get back up off the sugar because I have felt amazing. I'm 30 plus days in, haven't had sugar, and I love it. And there will be a point where I would like to be able to not have to be so incredibly strict, but I'm not there yet. Right? I'm not there yet. The sacrifice needs to be made so I can get everything in order and just feel my highest, purest self. That's all there is to it. So my next goal is to get to Thanksgiving and thanks up after today, we're back off the sugar and all the things until Thanksgiving, literally, because I'm not going to deprive myself of whipped cream with a little slice of pie. Okay. Who would do that? Who would do that? So that's my next. I'm shooting for that, you guys. Anyway, I hope that your week has gone amazing and you have some incredible plans for the weekend. Today's going to be short and sweet. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about self-acceptance, what it is, how you get it, because listen, bitch, accepting yourself is the first step to building your self-esteem. And it's important to build self-esteem from a place of love. Okay. It is not possible to feel positive about yourself if you can't even accept yourself. Self-acceptance is the level of happiness and satisfaction you have with and within yourself. And a lot of people would agree that self-acceptance is necessary before any changes can occur. So if you're feeling stuck, a lack of self-acceptance might be that thing you need to overcome. Like accepting your flaws, because that's how you can change things. Accepting yourself, learning to accept yourself and enjoy the person that you are. Listen, bitch, okay? Everybody had a shitty childhood. We're going to get over it, okay? Let go of your parents' behavior. Yeah, absolutely. Some parents are better than others. Overly critical parents don't have bad children. They're just lousy parents, right? There's little to be gained by giving your parents a hard time for their inadequacies. The solution is to forgive them and release yourself from the past. Avoid judging yourself based on the parenting you received. It's a reflection of them, not you. Do something that's going to give your time to someone else, because there is no easier way to convince yourself that you're worthy of self-acceptance than to volunteer your time with and for people that need you. Maybe start a podcast. Prove to yourself how great of a person that you are. And there are countless opportunities to volunteer or to do something within your community or in an online community, whatever you want. But baby, you've got to be proud of your strengths. It's hard to accept yourself if you're constantly reminding yourself of all your weaknesses. Make a long list that you can return to when needed. And list every positive thing you can about yourself. Even the smallest positive attribute is worthy of mention. Like, I am a good person. I can play the piano. I am loyal to my friends and family. And forgive yourself, okay? If you're harping on your past transgressions and self-acceptance isn't going to exist in your life. It will be in short supply. So chalk your bad choices up to experience. It was a lesson or a blessing and move on. Everyone does the best they can. There will always be moments where you're less capable than other people. And this is where you learn where and how you can do better next time. Let go of the goals that are never going to be reached, okay? If you listen, I think that a lot of things are possible. But if you're 67 years old, your childhood dream of becoming an astronaut is not going to come true. And it is hard to accept yourself when the life that you're living is different from your original plans. But there's a time to let it all go. Let the present moment be that time, okay? Make new plans that are plausible. Make new plans that excite you. Then you've got to get rid of this inner negative voice. That's the devil on your shoulder. You can't accept yourself if you're constantly throwing insults at yourself. Like, go easy, babe. Give yourself some grace and give yourself a fighting chance to reach that state of self-acceptance. Speak to yourself the way you would a good friend. Be a friend to yourself. And there's nothing more exhausting than being fake. Being fake in the world, being fake with friends, being fake with family. I would rather there be an empty seat at my table than to have to fake a conversation. That is the truth. Fake is exhausting. It takes so much energy. So if you really want to take some weight off your shoulders, when you're going through this new awareness and this whole level of self-acceptance, you've got to be authentic. When you put on a persona for the world, you're not giving other people the opportunity to accept you as you are. How are you going to be able to accept yourself? When you're authentic, it's fucking easy. And the love you receive feels infinitely more meaningful. Okay. Living honestly is so scary, but it's super easy. And people admire and respect the people with the strength to be authentic. That's probably one of the greatest compliments that I get, is that people thank me for just being me. And I love that. That was my intention. And I've worked hard to be that person who is able to be open and vulnerable in my authenticity. As scary as it is, it's also rewarding. You've got to recognize your worth to the world. You matter. You have a place here. You're connected. And this isn't something that must be earned. You're born with this. You're born with this legacy. God made you in his image. It's time that you own that and step into the power of your spiritual being. How much can you contribute if you applied yourself? What is your true potential? Are you even close? Have you thought about it? Have you visualized yourself as your best self? The world needs you. The world needs you. And it's in the scripture that you're a part of this big plan. He knows you by name. God knows you by name. Step into your power. What could say more of your inherent value than the fact that the world needs you? And when you're going in and you're setting these goals and you're stepping into your potential and you're being vulnerable and you're opening up, the world needs you, but you're only speaking to one person. One person. This podcast, I am talking to you. One person. One person. But I am making a little small impact in the world because I'm willing to step up with that vulnerability and to show up in my authenticity. You are so much more than you're allowing yourself to be. You've got to forgive other people. The ability to forgive other people is proportional to the ability to forgive yourself. You understand that? How you are with one thing is how you are with everything. Practice forgiving other people. And forgiving them doesn't mean that we accept behavior. We forgive and we move on. Sometimes we have to forgive and cut the tie. Whatever it takes for you to be the best version of yourself, forgive other people. And you're going to find self-acceptance comes so much easier. And literally, babes, okay, listen, bitch. Self-acceptance is like a fancy way of saying tolerate yourself. No one is perfect. You accept so many people in your life, your friends, your family, and they're all flawed in their own way. I want you to give yourself the same grace. Focus on your positive traits and forgive yourself for your flaws and mistakes. Accept yourself as you are. Stop staying hidden. You were not meant to play small. Dream big, live big, be big, love big. I love you guys. I'll see you next week.